Hello and welcome to another episode of our playthrough of A Couple of Drakes game, Court of Blades. We're rejoining our Skylarks as they venture into the Motley's hideout in search of a malevolent fey creature. With several members of the coterie already run down from the night's events, let's hope they can get through this without things getting much worse for them.
They know you're coming. First of all, so Vivi, when you try and get in, even after your friends make a bit of a ruckus, you all find yourselves at the pointed end of a blade.
Even Samael? Drunk Samael?
I think Samael is, yeah. Samael, are you behind the bar drunk or like... Have you been buddying with the Motley? What's going on here?
I'm sitting down on the throne. Surprise, it's me. I am the Motley King.
Me, you couldn't trust them. You couldn't trust them from the start.
I knew it.
We thought they were the fool, but really, we were the fools.
I think what happened was Samael didn't recognize what bar they walked in on. Just sat down, just pointed at a bottle, started drinking, and then when everybody else walked in, Samael was like, ah, oh, fuck.
You didn't even notice the people, the word spreading out around you that the crew that went to the to the White Road, out to the plaza, didn't come back yet. They haven't come back yet. Why haven't they come back yet? Something's suspicious. Something's wrong. A crew is starting to get together to go, they're drunk. They're loud. They've got weapons they definitely should not have. They're getting together to form basically what amounts to a search party. And their leader, this big, rough man who looks just ever so slightly dazed, has come up from the basement is rallying them, and just as Vivi, he sees Vivi come in and draws this gigantic cudgel, basically made out of a broken rafter. Yeah, basically something they ripped down from a blown out building in the twist and turned into a cudgel. And they are heading, they see Vivi, they start heading towards, I think, grab her.
Nope, I want to get out of there. Nope.
Okay.
As soon as I'm spotted, I'm like, okay, plan's blown, I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'll find another way.
You see you slip out of the building?
Yeah.
All right, he's after you. And the rest of the Motley.
I will... I was just saying, I'll roll for it if you want me to, but I am out.
If you want to shake him, you're going to have to roll, but
if you want to set up everyone else first.
Sounds good, yeah. And the rest of the Motley turn towards Fia and Teresa as they burst through the front door. And y'all have a bunch of knives pointed at you, and cudgels, and I think one, broken sword. What y'all gonna do about it?
Hello! Is this the Motley convention? We were looking just for you.
I think, yeah, someone steps out of the crowd. So you're who the old bat sent, huh?
Yeah, indeed.
Should have been smarter about it, and yeah, grabs you by the collar.
Bad move. How big are they?
They're gonna haul you inside.
This one person or multiple people?
Oh, multiple people. Yeah.
Okay. Then yeah,
people are surrounding you.
All right.
They're gonna try and force you to the ground and tie you up. That's the direction you see this going.
That sounds bad. Yeah. I don't like that.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. Well, these are a bunch of criminals, I think you would say. The wrong sort, perhaps. Yeah, I think Teresa is going to basically just lay out just hey, you know that group you were looking for? You don't need to look for them anymore. It was me. This whole time.
You're gonna take ownership of their deaths?
Yeah, why not? Make it easier for them.
What are you trying to do here with that?
What are they gonna do?
K- kill you, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, maybe. Hey, if they want to chase me, they can chase me. The thing I'm really doing is basically just like, if I killed them without breaking a sweat, how do y'all think you're going to fare?
Mm-hmm.
That's the basically I'm trying to.
I appreciate the bravado.
Down. Yeah. Hey, look, I have panache as one of my challenge dressing things.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically the thing. It's like I've already killed. I have killed not only your little group. I have killed the Prince of Tatters. What are you going to do to me?
So are you trying to scare them into backing off?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to command the hell out of them.
All right.
You tell me position and effect.
This is desperate.
I figured.
I'll make it a desperate standard.
Would a fine wit perhaps help here?
It would. I think it would. Sure.
And I would. I'm going to use it.
All right. Do it. So desperate. Great.
Yeah. Vivi, if you could, or Vivi, Fia, if you could help me, or Samael, if either of you want to help me, feel very free. But otherwise, what's a lady's favor look like here?
Oh, geez. What's a lady's favor? You're going to recognize one of the people under their grease paint.
Okay.
To be a person who you used to fight alongside.
Well, they looks like they made a bad decision. I'm here for it. Look, if they don't attack me, they don't have to die.
Hey, Cor.
Yes, Peter?
Can I find the biggest person in the room?
The biggest person in the room just went after Vivi, but yeah, you can find the second biggest person in this room.
Second biggest they're no longer in this room. So the biggest person in this room.
Yes.
I'm going to take a secondary bottle of alcohol, not the one I'm currently drinking out of, and kind of throw it at their feet and catch it on fire. Catch the alcohol on fire.
Okay.
Figure that'll help Teresa out a little bit.
Are you assisting Teresa with their action this way, or are you doing a separate action?
I am assisting Teresa. It's two stress, right?
Okay. Spend your stress.
One?
Okay. One stress, but unless you want to use your special ability invocation.
No, I think that's what I'm pushing myself to speak a curse. I have to push myself. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But that would be pushing your, that would be two, because you want to, you know, do the effects. But if you want to just cast the fire, then it's just the one.
Okay, so command desperate great because of fine wit. Alrighty, desperate great, two bonus dice. Let's go. That's a six.
Let's go.
Beautiful. Take your XP.
I will.
Yeah, they all take a step back and are starting to give each other nervous glances. You lock eyes with one of them, who looks bleary and drunk, and you see like. Emaciated. There's something about like feral about him, and you recognize him from the battlefield. He doesn't seem to recognize you right now.
Interesting. Keep that in the back of my head.
Yeah.
Look towards Fia, just like, come on, we should join our friend here, yeah?
Yes, we should.
Yeah, I'm just gonna make our way through the crowd to Samael, who has helped us out. Thank you, Samael.
I see you've, discovered the part of my plan.
Yeah.
But,
good of you to keep the seats warm for us, hmm?
And I just tip back the bottle.
Why don't you sit down and we can discuss a few
things? What's to discuss? Yeah? This is the place we're looking for, isn't it?
Well, I want to discuss the alcohol that you're drinking. I want to know what you recommend here, huh?
Not this. Guarantee that. Let's get a move on.
Oh, let's sit down. You are moving nowhere, Conjurer.
There's the faint scream of somebody on fire in the background.
Oh.
As the fellows are trying to put him out, several of the motley have cut and run.
Well, I have established my reputation here. So, what are we doing next?
Can I sense if the magic is still here, or...
Oh no, it's still here. It's just below you, and you know it knows you're here.
Well, our target is in the basement.
Well, you know what they say. No time like the present, yeah? Where's that person I recognize?
They're sitting, I think, in the back. I think they're one of the people who's, like, clumsily trying to put out this person who's on fire. They don't have, like, any water around here, so it's like they're trying to find things to smother him.
I think...
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, after they get a little bit of smothering in, somebody's like, hey, try this, and just throws another bottle of alcohol.
The person who you throw it to fumbles, and I think the bottle crashes to the ground and breaks. And yeah, they make eye contact with you, and they're out of here. That person is gone.
Great. Okay. Well, there goes my plan, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh no, the person you recognize is still here, Saint.
Okay. Good.
They're
good,
like patting that person out. The person that Peter threw a bottle of shitty whiskey at is gone.
Mm. I think Therese is gonna turn. You know, mm-hmm. looking bravo as hell, and in a loud voice, just like, Friedrich, it has been a very long time.
Why don't you tell me about this person, Saint?
Friedrich, or Frederick, as it would be in English, mm-hmm. Is, as you were saying, emaciated. I think he is, he's from the same region, like, not the same village, but same, like, not Switzerland. He is probably, he's a little on the shorter end. I think like flaxen blonde hair, like look the kind of the color of like burnished wheat. Definitely very like leathery skin, probably muddled green eyes. I think when he was a mercenary back in the day, he was a musketeer. I think, like, in addition to the fact he looks emaciated, I think he has, like, powder burns in a few places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was, like, back when he was a mercenary, he was very much someone who was very flamboyant about it. He dressed in very bright colors, he was always singing songs, that sort of thing, but life afterwards hasn't dealt him a great hand, evidently, as he's part of the Motley now.
Yeah, no, you see, there's, whatever happened to him after, mercenary work, was not pretty. Whatever brought him here was not good. There's still evidently something left mm-hmm. in him as, he's trying to put someone out who was on fire and seems to be one of the only people doing so. But, the person who was wounded is third degree burns at least all over. And I think, Frederick is trying to tend to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, looks up at you hard, like, ready to fight, flinches away a little bit when he recognizes you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think Teresa will basically, like, go, like, look back at her companions, just be like, stay here, I have a plan. And walk over to him. Take, like, grab a chair, drag the chair with her, and like put it, you know, the whole putting it backwards so the back of the chair is at the front, and like laying her arms on it, and it's just like leans forward on it, and in the like language of where they're from is just like, you look like hell, my friend.
I've been through hell.
I can tell. You want to tell me about it? How the hell did you end up with these folks?
I think he spits at your feet. These folks? You say that like it's a curse. These people took me in, and I had nothing. They promised. Evidently, we will not get what we were promised now. But Blake promised us so much. Stuff that the army didn't dare care to give us after the war that we went through for them.
The regulars are a tough bunch, I know. But more important thing here is, you really think that someone who's sitting in a basement in the Twist is going to actually get you with promises of the world.
Apparently you're going to tell me.
Answer is no. They're manipulating you and your evidently friends here. But something that could help is perhaps you can introduce me and my friends to them.
Why do you need an introduction? Blake already knows you're here.
True. But I have a feeling that if me and my friends go and start going to the basement, someone's going to stab us in the back. And I don't really want that.
So what do you want from me? To not stab you?
I want you to come with me. And go and take you somewhere better, too. Do you know where? Do you know who I work for now?
Some puffed up noble. You work for the enemy.
Not just a noble. The enemy. I don't just work for a noble. I work for a whole damn house.
Must be nice. Be some noble's lapdog.
It's not like you're the founder. And I don't know how much you can say better. You're working for, I don't know, some random fae who wants to get back at all their noble cousins.
You say fae, and there's no recognition there. At all. Just a slow simmering rage.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you don't even know who they are, do you? Have you even actually met them?
Of course I have.
Why don't you tell me about them then, if they're so great? They're gonna bring you the world if you burn down half the city.
And betray them? No. Why don't you just go down there and discover them for yourself?
Alright. If you say so. I know you can do a lot better, Frederick. I remember you back in the day.
Do you like to somehow persuade them to your side?
I mean, if he can be persuaded, I would like to try at least.
I feel like he can. It's going to take some work. There is magic.
I figured as much.
His rage is being stoked by the Fae below. In as much as the fact that the Motley were a place to belong when he didn't have a place to belong.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you are, I think he recognizes you and you've been in the trenches with him is enough for you to get into his guard. And to allow you to make this role.
Perfect. I'll do that. I think I'm consorting with him. Like, we have a shared background together. Mm-hmm. I'm basically just like, hey, you know, like, you can go your own way, so to speak. There's better for you. I'm proof of that. But yeah, you tell me what's the position effect here?
Risky, I think. All the fight's gone out of him. But some stuff can still happen. Standard.
Alright. What's the lady's favor look like here?
Oh, jeez.
If you don't have one, that's fine, too.
I don't think any of the lady's favors that I have prepared are interesting here.
That's fair. Happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to witness this and suddenly think that you're in a compromising position with Frederick. So I don't think I have one right now.
I mean, it could be a thing of...
think of something.
He takes me up on the whole, like, I'll get you a place in the house and just, like, you know, shows up in front of the house a week later or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm here for that.
I think, yeah, okay, it's gonna be a bit of a twofold thing. You're gonna spend the time convincing him, so it's gonna tick up Soroya's clock. And he's going to show up. He's going to basically be an obligation for you. All
right. Yeah, that's fair. That's very fair, having an obligation to someone who I used to serve with.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm sure this will go. So this was Risky Standard,
yes.
All right. One bonus die. That's a 5. I'll take it.
Hell yeah. Okay. This takes even longer than you thought. It's going to be 2 ticks. You can resist that down to 1.
Yeah, I'll try it. I'll try it.
Okay.
I'll probably scandal out, but I'll try it.
All right.
What's a scandal between friends?
I know. Yeah, there we go.
Well, all right.
Well, you still resist it.
I do. Yeah, I do resist it. So I think partway through the conversation, I call over either Samael or Freya. Like I'm like, excuse me, and I turn, and you know, Teresa turns and like shouts out to that group, whichever one of you wants to come over.
I feel like Fia's gonna try and do so because somebody else kind of wasted.
Yeah, fair enough. I think in a low voice, Teresa says, I will be after you. This plan of mine was taking longer than I expected, and they already know we're here. So, if you want to go downstairs, now is a good time.
So, it's me, the very drunk Samael against.
You are... You can wait for me if you want, but this is important for me.
Probably wasting time as is. I'll go see what I can do. Come on, Samael.
Teresa, you sit with this guy. He takes a lot of work to talk around, but eventually you work around that magical rage and get him to act like find the first sparks of the hope for something better.
Yeah. Which I think I know what scandal that's gonna be.
Uh-huh.
And that's sentimental.
Beautiful. Aww.
That tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Loser.
Says the wicked one.
That's very sweet.
Someone smacks Samael at the back of the head.
Oh, Fia is.
A shingle from the roof falls and hits Samael on the head.
I'm just waiting for him to do something well drunk that's gonna have her pulling that like, fairy.
Oh, that's
back
why
out.
I have this skill.
Like, yeah. Just like. Okay, we're tying them up because they cannot be trusted to throw power at the moment.
I really want to make a don't threaten me with a good time joke.
Oh, I'm sure that would work in other contexts, but not this one.
I think you go to talk to Teresa and you just hear like a thump when you're done of Samael like literally rolling over the bar and standing up to get another bottle out.
We cut from there to Teresa. Teresa, you are being chased by this mountain of a person in tattered...
I think you mean Vivi.
Yes, Vivi. Thank you. Yes.
Names are hard tonight. Brain. That's fine.
They really are. Vivi, you are being chased by this mountain of a person in motley clothing, like wielding this huge cudgel. There is a almost supernatural grace to the way that he's following you. And yeah, eyes locked on you. What are you going to do?
I'm going to outmaneuver this guy.
Heck yeah, you are.
So I feel like I slipped in from like a back alley. How tight are these alleys?
There's like these tiny little alleys in between, basically enough for like people to get in and like patch things if they need to, or like, you know, for garbage or people to like wind their way through. But it's called the Twist for a reason. So they're very narrow alleys.
That's what I was hoping for, because what I would like to do is some, like, acrobatic nonsense. I want to, like, run up one of the walls and, like, wall jump my way up onto, like, a ledge or something that this guy cannot follow because he's just too big and bulky.
Beautiful. How are we doing this?
Well, it sounds like a maneuver to me.
Mm-hmm.
I would also argue that balance or grace would be an issue here, so my upon a needle should come into play.
Yes. Absolutely. So, this was going to be desperate standard, okay. But it's desperate great now.
Fantastic. As always, I will always listen to a lady's favor.
A lady's favor. I want to bring Alaric in, but I can't think of a good reason for him to be here.
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't quite make sense.
Mm-hmm.
If there isn't one, that's also fine.
I think you notice a cat up on the roof. And they are... and it is basically going to use you to hitch a ride back to the bar.
I'm fine with that. I'll take that.
I will not leave you alone. Perfect. Yeah. Beautiful.
I'll get a cat friend.
Can't talk to him.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll have a cat friend.
Well, I don't have that ability. That's fine. That's a six.
Beautiful. Oh, gosh. You lose him, I think. Yeah, you deftly maneuver up to the top of the roof, and he gets stuck trying to chase you. By the time he has, like, wiggled himself free, you are gone. And, yeah, you deftly fall back into the shadows near the inn, and a cat lands on your shoulder, and it, like, curls up there.
Yeah, and I think as this cat, like, kind of curls around my neck, I'm just like, oh, hello, we were looking for you. Well, come on, we have a fate to capture. And I try to find another way in.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's difficult. Most of the motley have cleared out from Teresa's pronouncement. The ones that are left are trying to care for the one who was on fire. And yeah, you see Teresa in the corner talking to a wreck of a soldier, old man, or seems older behind it, like old beyond his years now, from Sleeping Rough, and Samael and Fia.
Yeah, I'll slink over to Fia and just kind of, like, are they at the bar, I think, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, because I think Fia probably tried to go back over to collect Samael.
Yeah, I think I'll just kind of lean up against the bar and say, well, that did not go to plan.
Not at all.
I found a little friend, though, and I'd like to scratch the cat on the head.
Plans are all fine and good until someone punches you in the face.
Hello, little one.
Yeah, the cat accepts your scratch. Lets out a small purr.
Did you get punched in the face?
The way we're all looking, seems like God's the one who did that.
I think they just face planted on the floor.
Ah. So where do we go from here?
Well, our target is downstairs and knows we are here, so...
Then I suppose your pretense for surprise was... never an option.
Or at least it isn't anymore. Gauntlet seems to be caught up with something. So I should try to head down once I wrangle this one.
Are we not going to wait for Thierry?
We can, but I'm not sure how long she'll be.
I suppose Soraya is getting impatient. I look at the cat again.
The cat, yeah, looks at you, slow blinks these big gold eyes. Samael, you recognize this cat.
I look at that cat and I just go,
this is the cat that left you high and dry.
You're a real motherfucker, you know that, right?
Well, excuse me.
No, not you, the cat.
The cat meows, and Samael, you hear.
As long as you know.
I'm aware. Your mother thinks that too.
I'm sure whatever it did.
This cat is why I was pulled away from the party the other night.
No, I'm pretty sure why you were pulled away was because you did something that could be called treason. For this blasted cat.
Do not blame me for your own stupidity.
I'll show you stupidity.
I love this cat.
Yes, you're showing me right now.
They show that every day.
I think Samuel gets up and is like, where are we going? The basement? I'm going to the basement.
Yes, we're going to the basement. Be careful you don't fall down the stairs.
Well, I cannot possibly see how this could go any more wrong, I say as I follow the two of you.
It's been going pretty badly, yes. Terry will be nearby if it goes terribly. She can rush in.
Y'all make your way down to the basement. The steps are behind the bar. There's this feeling of ominousness as you take each step. I think you're all going to have to make a resistance, or you're going to all have to take... level 1 harm, afraid.
What kind of resistance?
It would be, I think, a mind resist.
Ooh, we have bonuses to that. We have a +1 because we are mindful.
There you go.
I can't remember if we've already factored it into our sheet or not, though. I don't think we have. I'm really worried about doing the resist, though, because I only have 2 free stress.
Mm-hmm. This is fair.
I mean, scandals, I guess I could take around. A scandal.
And Peter, since you have 2 stress, or 2... since you have 2 already, it would end up being since you both have, you have 2 1s, your 1 boxes are full. Afraid would be a level 2 for you, but you've got all that stress free, so you can resist it easy.
So I roll 1 bonus dice, right? That's a 6. Suck mm-hmm. it.
Yes, with 1 bonus die.
I'm gonna try to resist. I'd like to not be afraid.
Okay.
Oh, I clear stress.
Beautiful.
Oh, I don't know what it is about this, but there's something about like coming down these steps and the fear not taking hold that just fills me with some kind of relief.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, that I can do better than whatever's down here. Whatever's down here is trying to force you to feel afraid.
Absolutely.
So that it has an advantage of you, and you're not going to let it.
I think Samael looks over at Fia, and it's just like, want some liquid courage, lass?
No. No, I would rather not.
Suit yourself.
Besides, I don't know. I'd need more of that.
Samael just shrugs.
And down you go. Into the basement. After that first initial, like, threat of fear, whatever illusion was on the doorway or on the stairwell fades away, and there's just a set of rickety old stairs leading down to the basement. You see the same thing that Fia saw earlier, a man in what looks like soldier's gear, bloodied, a little bit tattered, fairly plain looking, with a wicked looking, like, bronze sword slung over his back. And this room is pretty empty, save for, like, some barrels, one or two which have been smashed, like a low table with cards like scattered across it, and 2 iron cages in which like 2 cats are like have their hair stand up. And immediately after you hit the bottom, Teresa, the cat, sorry, not Teresa, Vivi, the cat springs off your shoulders.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
Is there like a clear direction for where we think that this fae is? Like, are they like, is there a door that's guarded or something? I wasn't quite clear.
As far as you know, there's just the man down here with the sword. He looks at all of you appraisingly. So, you lot scattered my men. I suppose I shouldn't be terribly surprised. They are all cowards at their heart.
I suppose yours are the one we have come to find?
That depends on what you're looking for.
Is this the person we're looking for?
Oh yeah, you know. That's a glamour. Beneath that glamour, you see this person is about maybe 1 foot shorter, gnarled, torn clothes, covered in like old blood, and the hat on his head is a bright crimson and appears to still be bleeding.
All right.
Vicious smile across its face.
Then, yeah, it's just like, yes, this is who we are.
He looks at you, Kelsey, or Via. One of you is looking for a little old me. Suppose I should be flattered.
Why would you say that?
We're not very often we get gentry around this part of town.
That obvious.
You're practically glowing with it. It's disgusting. At least
that my leader was like, you kind of are, love.
I don't. Whatever.
Now I suppose you're here to take back what Soraya thinks is hers.
Well, that sounds like wishful thinking on your part. I just kind of cock my head.
Well, really, wishful thinking.
Hmm?
Is it wishful thinking to know that you'll all be dead in a few minutes?
Yeah, I think I just kind of glanced to Samael and Fia. Like, okay, this is probably your cue.
Mm-hmm.
You best do something before they do something.
Yeah. Hmm.
what would you all like to do?
I poke Afia. Hey, do magic.
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm just trying to think of what magic I'm doing. First thing that came to mind is trying to dispel the glamour, but I don't know how much that helps us.
Ooh, what if instead you ensorcelled them with a glamour of your own? Out-glamour them.
You don't pick something soon, someone else is going to pick something for you.
Oh, no.
You do have that fey rope, right?
I mean, yes, my plan is to use the rope when this creature is weakened and or distracted and tie them up.
I was going to just use it as a magic lasso now and tie them up now.
Yeah, Wonder Woman that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, the rope can move on its own, so like...
Yeah, you distract them one way and the rope ties them up.
That could work.
I mean, you could still out-glamour them and do this at the same time.
Samael's ready to set something on fire.
No.
We're in a basement. We'll suffocate.
No more fire.
Ooh, you know what? I have an idea. Sure. Instead of a glamour, I pull out a second pistol that's loaded with another magic bullet, and I shoot him in the knee.
Beautiful.
Are we good with that?
I'm fine with that.
All right. Do a thing.
All right. So I will mark my another pistol. I feel like I still have the asset from I acquired it earlier. So I feel like I probably have like a couple of, well, probably just another because I only have the two pistols.
Sure. Sounds good to me.
I feel like this is springing a trap. This is something that they are not expecting.
Yeah.
Could I use Skulk here?
I mean, yeah, I think, yeah, you've kind of got him distracted. He's more focused on Fia. I'll allow it.
Cool. Yeah, I will Skulk and I will use Like Water to spring a trap and act before he can react. So, yeah, Skulk.
Makes sense to me. This is going to be desperate. I think this will be standard because of what you have done to set this up.
You said desperate?
Yes.
Desperate that standard. Sounds correct.
You're going to be taking some damage if you miss.
It's a 5.
Hey.
Hey. Okay. Ooh. So yeah, you shoot him. I think this is, you don't hurt him enough to kill him, obviously. You weren't trying to do that. But it's enough to make him go down and to have that glamour flicker. Everybody sees this grotesque being with the bleeding hat. And... ooh, a consequence. Maybe he gets to you before you're able to get the shot off.
Perhaps. The glamour has a feedback effect to it. Because I heard you promise damage in return. I heard harm in return.
Yeah. But... psychic lashback. Let's take some level 3 harm psychic lashback.
Ooh.
You can reduce that down.
Yeah, it sounds like I could not use armor for this even if I wanted to.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And I don't think I have any gear. Unless my luck charm would apply here.
I think your luck charm could. I think between luck charm and resisting down, you can get it down to 1.
Yeah, okay. I'll mark my luck charm. And yeah, I will resist. I assume it's a spirit resist.
Yes.
This could go badly, but let's do it. Hey!
Jesus Christ.
Nice.
Vivi, you're so mentally put together. Fucking outfoxing Faye like this.
I mean, I feel like we all know now why the Fae are drawn to me.
They're just impressed. I think Vivi, like, you feel that like lash as the glamour goes. And it like sends you down to 1 knee, but that's what you you need Fia in order to get this person tied up, if that's what you want to do.
Yes.
All right. I think that was a setup action, so you're able to do something here. This person is, well, actually, you know, I feel like that's probably enough for you to just do it while I think about it. So yeah, you're able to tie this being up. They're howling in pain from the magic shot to their knee. Magic item ties them up, and you're able to do what you want for them for now. How are you guys getting this creature out of the basement?
Let's shove something in their mouth and gag them.
We might be able to use magic there.
Well, that would certainly be effective.
If you would like to, you could probably spell them, make them docile, or at least, like, or glamour them to make them appear to be like a rope or like a rug or something. So nobody knows anything.
I love that.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Do a thing.
Position.
Yes, position and effect. This is no longer desperate. You are at risky standard. Risky great.
Great. And I'd have minus one for this, right?
Or no, you wouldn't be at risky great because you have minus one. Yeah, so yeah. Minus one die.
You're a lady's favor for this.
Lady's favor for this. Oh, gosh. Do I want to set you at odds with Vivi at this moment?
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay. A little pixie from your court is going to come down and want something to do with this fae that you've just captured.
Gosh.
I've already given my word to another fae.
I know.
I'm just saying, like, if I hadn't made promises, this could be different.
Yeah, I know. Fia would not want to screw you over there.
But you could do whatever you want. Or I could just help you by gagging him so he's less distracting.
As interesting as it is for me, I don't feel right. Putting BB in that much trouble, so I guess I'll just roll 3. Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Woof. Okay. You didn't take the lady's favor, right?
I said I could, instead of you taking that lady's favor, and obviously you were welcome to do it if you wanted to, but I offered to gag him and make them less distracting to help you be able to focus on your channeling. So
I mean, I'd accept the help before he's willing to let me roll it again.
Yeah, of course.
I missed all of that.
That was technical difficulties. That is not on you. Please roll again.
Okay, so then this is just a straight 4-die roll.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Risky.
Risky great.
Mm-hmm. Better.
That's a 4. Okay. That'll work. Great. Yeah, that works. The glamour happens. You stuff the thing in his mouth. Complication. You didn't take the thing, so no fae coming here wanting this guy's tongue or anything. I think the cats just need your help. I think the complication here is that whatever, like, glam magic this thing is still exuding is still working on those cages. And they're going to need one of you to stay back behind to help them get the cats out.
Escape. That sounds like a job for Samael.
Mm-hmm.
You want a drunk person to herd cats?
Yes. I think it would be funny.
That sounds like a few D&D games I've seen.
Yeah. I'm usually not drunk, but I am usually herding cats.
You're more herding drunk cats.
Yeah.
All right. I think Samuel, like, gets down close to the cats. It's just like, all right, little fellas, we're going to make our way out of here. Let's go that way.
And the cat looks at you like, yeah, I need your help with the... They're still trapped inside, you dunce. Help me pick the locks. I don't have thumbs.
You somehow goes, I have this.
And the rest of you just hear this angry meowing.
I think Samael goes like, Kip Skjol, and tries to cast a spell to pick all the locks at once.
You're resisting this for Kelsey, so you're going to take
some, spirit resist,
roll like a spirit resist.
No bonus dice, I think. It's a six. Yo.
Easy peasy. Yeah. Even though the cages are like iron, you snap them open. And the two cats, there's a little diluted calico and a full, like a brown cat.
Is there an orange cat?
His beautiful turquoise eyes. There's not. Well, there has to be now.
Samael picks that one up and is like, you're going to need extra help.
The cat yowls in your hands. I am perfectly capable of walking. Thank you very much.
Struggling out.
Yeah. The other two, like, bow deeply, and you hear the diluted calico in your head. We thank you very much for your help.
I think Samuel just responds with, level with me. Why are orange cats so much stupider than the others?
I am not! How dare you! Unhand me, human!
Samuel is just holding this orange cat while talking to the calico one, like, just not even listening to the orange one.
Yeah, I think while this is happening, Vivi is just like taking Fia. We're just gonna leave. This is fine. You can argue with the cats if you want.
The crown-eared cat, the black one, who has beef with Samuel, goes over to the brown one and is like checking in to make sure that they're okay. It's an adorable little scene down here with the orange cat struggling against Samuel. And the rest of you alight out of the room. Teresa, you see two of your teammates carrying a rug between them?
All right. That seems fine. It seems like they did the thing they came here to do. They're not dead. So, all right.
No one is dead.
Yeah, just give them a little wave. Like, you know, I'll catch up with you later because I'm scandaled out. I'm no longer on the errand anymore.
Yeah, I give you a little up nod. Like, yeah, we're good. Mm-hmm.
Frederick, like, clasps your hand. You saw the minute the magic snapped, too, and he was more receptive to your words. And he sincerely thanks you.
Yeah, of course. And, yeah, I think like, for Teresa, before she leaves, she's like, a promise is a promise, you know. Get yourself out of this hellhole.
Mm-hmm. He'll take you up on that.
Yeah.
So the three of you go back to that alley, I assume, to deliver your parcel?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You place the rug that is shifting in your hands every so often, but unable to fight free of the rope, onto the gem that has been slammed into the ground. And the minute you have, you feel magic take hold. And birds, thousands of birds sort of like coalesce out of the clouds and swoop down. Some of them don't look like real birds. There's like something odd about them, like their color's not right, or they're too big, or like the proportions are off, or the talons are too sharp, something. But they swoop down and collectively grab the rug from the earth and carry it off. And Vivi, you feel like it feels like a chime or something inside of your chest that like, bargain fulfilled kind of thing.
Don't like that.
And on that note, that is where we will leave the episode. We'll do entanglements and heat and everything next time, I think. Unless we want to do that now.
Are we not going to do the other errand next time?
No, we will. We're going to do downtime in between, because I feel like enough breathing room or isn't urgent enough that you guys can do downtime, if you want. I feel like I want to give you that up.
I'm good for some downtime. I could stress clearing.
I'm very stressed, okay?
I'm very stressed and also poisoned.
Some oil stress-free. We're good. Also, Zyra has a cat now.
Oh, well, if some oil stress-free...
Teresa is also stress-free.
You abducted the orange cat? Oh, no.
Do you want to take a negative with Soraya? Because you can.
Does Zyra want the orange cat?
Soroya, the cat lady? Yeah, no, she's going to be mad if you take if you try and abduct one of her cats.
I think that Samuel would ask first.
That's Sir Sebastian in your arms. Yeah, Sebastian does not want to be with you.
No, it wouldn't be with me. It would be with Zyra.
Zyra does not... Yeah, he does not want to be with Zyra either. He's an independent cat. He has a fiefdom.
Am I overthrowing a cat monarchy?
If you want it. the queen of cats will be very annoyed if you steal one of her courtiers. You can ask if they want to come live in House Bastion,
but to like the collective group, and it's like, do any of you want to live with a very rich, very beautiful magician woman? She will feed you very well.
And what would be in it for us?
I you would live with a very beautiful, very rich magician woman.
This seems like a boon for her, not for us. I'm gonna roll a d4. I'm gonna see.
I need to say this out loud. I love how arrogant these cats are. Like, spot on. Spot on cat energy.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing their own game of Court of Blades, but it's Court of Claws. So.
Yeah, it's true. I think. The cat with the notched ears, your nemesis, Samael, steps forward and goes, I will be free to leave whenever I wish, yes?
Probably.
Then I, Sir Algernon, will allow myself to become the cat liaison to your house.
All right, Mittens, let's go.
It's Algernon, and if you call me Mittens again, I will claw a hole in every single one of your pockets. I think
Samael leaves it at that, and then, And then just...
And they spring on your shoulders. When
they hand over to Zyra. So they go, you can name this cat whatever you want. I think they like the name Mittens.
Cat glares at you. You just get this imperious glare. Yeah. And Zyra's, yeah. We're gonna do the rest of that scene later, because something happened to Zyra and her mother while you all were away.
Oh, no.
She's not dead. Don't worry about it.
And I hope she's not dead. We went through a lot of trouble to make sure she wasn't dead.
Exactly.
A cat is not just for Christmas, Peter.
Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Algernon's a cat is forever.
The notched air. This cat's a scrapper.
What makes you say that?
It's going to go out in war.
Algernon's going to live longer than Samael.
Algernon is a prince of cats, I think.
Algernon is going to get so much fish snacks.
Don't worry about him. Well, as is befitting his station. Y'all get 6 influence, or whatever it's called. From doing this one, for saving, you know, doing what Soroya wanted you to do. And making it so that her cat army wouldn't flood the twist.
That's good.
So one for each player and 2 in the house, I think, is what we should do.
Yes, I agree.
Let me figure out exposure. You guys resisted the complication of getting more exposure from the screaming rug.
I did murder a bunch of people, though.
Did murder a bunch of people. You're not going to not get any heat.
They were scoundrels, though. They were baddins.
Unfortunately, it's if you leave bodies, period. It's not if you only if you kill noteworthy people.
Apparently, there were no convenient dumpsters to hide their bodies in.
No,
we didn't leave them out on the street. I will say true. That.
We did do that.
This isn't Hitman.
That is the joke I was making. Thank you for noticing.
You're welcome.
It's going to be 6 exposure.
That's not that bad.
Ew, that's...
It was loud and chaotic, and you killed some people and left their bodies someplace. So you get plus two. It could have been worse.
Cool. Excellent.
So you guys have one shame. So let's roll some entanglements.
Oh no, this is going to be a really bad entanglement too.
Oh yeah.
Why is it going to be a really bad entanglement?
Because we have a lot of exposure.
Alright, somebody roll me I believe it's just a
d6. Yes, it is just a d6.
Unless you want me to roll it, in which case I will.
I'll roll it.
Really a shame level 1, it's fine.
Here is your d6. It is a 5.
A 5, okay. Ooh, wounded reputation, Emily's, or less friendly chat. Or no, but you rolled it, yeah.
It's spirits is the 4 to 5 for 6 plus exposure.
Thank you. I know how to work this. Yes, you have more than 6 exposure, so spirits. I will have to figure out what to do with that. Keep that in my back pocket.
Why did they do... So, on the actual table, it's spirits, but in the explanation thing, it's ghosts.
Yeah, okay. Same difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't... I was just like, wait, I don't see spirits, and it's like, oh, it's ghosts.
Yeah.
I will figure that out for next time. Let's do some XP. Did you, my lovely Skylarks of House Bastion, overcome an obstacle with... audacity.
I think we did.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty audacious walk into their headquarters.
Not just walking in there, but then like talking down this whole crew. Like, I wiped out them without breaking a sweat. What are you going to do about it? Audacious as heck.
Yeah. No, I believe it. Did you contend with challenges above your current station?
Probably. Fae thing?
Fae stuff.
Yeah. I'd say let me see where the the Unseelie Court is above your current station right now, so yes.
Cool.
Excellent.
Did you bolster your coterie's reputation or develop a new one?
Gosh, what even is our reputation?
Daring and ambitious.
Yes.
Daring
and ambitious. We were daring as heck.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe it.
We quite literally dared them.
Ah, brilliant. Beautiful. Did you express the goals, drives, inner conflict, or essential nature of your coterie?
Boy, howdy.
Yeah.
Did you look out for the little guy?
We looked out for the littlest guys, who were cats.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
We helped the cats. We Samael stayed behind to help the cats.
That's true.
But also, Teresa looked out for her friend and was like, you know,
that's true.
You need to get out of here. This is no good for you. So I think we did it on two fronts.
Yeah.
I believe it. Yeah, that sounds right to me. So that's 5 XP, which gets you a coterie advance.
Heck yeah.
Do you guys want to just bank that right now and decide what to do with it later?
Yes, especially because Kelsey is having connection issues.
Yes. Perfect. All right. I will mark down that you have 1 crew advance.
It's a shame we're not serving the people of Ilrien because we would have taken -2 exposure.
Alas, alas.
No, we're only serving the cats of Ilrien.
It's honestly valid.
In service to the cats.
Someone needs to look out for the cats of Ilrien. Soraya's doing her best, but...
How much status do we gain from leveling up our crew? Or
I forgot.
We get the house tier plus 2 worth of status, so 4.
Okay.
All right. Y'all get 4 status added to your list. Thank you for reminding me.
It's just so easy to forget, so no worries.
It is very easy to forget. Like, I'm trying to... All these little things that you have to do after the end of a thing, at the end of a session. I don't know how you do it all the time, Saint.
Gross experience and being and having the brain to remember all of it.
Clearly, I just need more experience. Peter, our Magus, run through your XP for me.
You address a challenge with arcane knowledge and or power. Yes. I did so much magic and showing off. You expressed your beliefs, drives, heritage, and background. Yes.
This is true.
You struggled with issues from your indulgences or scandals. Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put 2 into character XP to finish that off. And then I'm going to put 2 more into spirit.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right, Kelsey, run through it, please.
Okay. Address the challenge with fey power and or control. I did a few things with fey power. I bet control?
You literally tied somebody up.
True.
I give it to you.
So yeah, I guess I can take both of those. Express your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background. Yes. Perpetual exhaustion with Samael and a bit of defense at Teresa refusing to as looking for a fey as a magician. Mm-hmm. Just like, excuse? and struggle with issues from your indulgences or scandals? I did not this time.
Okay, where do you want to put them? Mind, body, spirit?
Mind, I guess.
Okay. Teresa, our duelist herself, Gauntlet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go through your XP. Hello.
Yeah, let's do it. You address a challenge with violence and / or panache. Yes. Both.
Yes, both.
I killed a bunch of motley, and also I just swaggered my way into a motley bar and was like, I just killed a bunch of your folks. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? You should just no. Just don't do it. Express your beliefs, drives, heritage, your background. Yes, background, especially with Frederick. Among other things, but I think that was the biggest expression of that. Mm-hmm. And then struggle issues, your indulgence, scandals. I got a scandal.
You did.
I received a scandal. And that's it. That's 4. I'm going to put... Mm-hmm. Look, if they've seen Teresa and Sophia, I don't know how they could think otherwise. cutest couple in Ilrian. So I'm going to put 3 of those into mind, which is going to get me in advance. And I'm going to put 1 in... I think I'll put the last one in spirit, because it would be nice to be able to have a better commander consort. And I'm going to get another point in survey.
Nice.
Yeah.
Last, but certainly not least, Vivi.
Okay. You addressed a challenge with stealth and or perception. I did both of those things, looking for cats and shooting a guy before he knew what happened. you express your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background. I would say beliefs and or drives when that big motley guy was coming after me and I'm like, you know what? Nope, I'm out. I'm running. <Yeah. laughs> I'm not going to stay and fight because that's not what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get to struggle with an issue from my indulgence because we literally had to capture this fey creature instead of dispatch them because of my indulgence with the nightingale.
Mm-hmm.
So that is all 4. And I'm going to put those into mind.
All right. That's that.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Just Roll With It. This has been the continuation of our arc of Court of Blades, a Forged in the Dark game by a couple of drakes. You can purchase a copy for yourself at acoupleofdrakes.itch.io. With this errand wrapped up, we'll be heading into some downtime next session. Hopefully that will give our injured coterie members a chance to recover. But I'm sure that ghost thing totally won't come back to haunt us, right? Thank you to Saintguard and to Staney for joining us for this game. You can find Saintguard on Twitter at SaintGuardly, Blue Sky at SaintGuard, and on Twitch at SaintGuard. You can find Astaney on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Twitch at Astaney. You can find us at Roll With It AP on various social media sites, where we'll post updates about the podcast and various other content. You can find Peter at The Chaotic Super on Tumblr. You can find Corey at EndVulnerableTide on Twitter, The Invulnerable Tide on Instagram, Tumblr, Blue Sky, and itch.io. and at theinvulnerabletide.com. And you can find me, Kelsey, at Islanders Caper on various social media platforms, or at kelseylynclary.wordpress.com. Music by 8er41 from Pixabay. All of these links will be in the description box below. And now, until next time, don't forget to just roll with it.